Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk with Amanda Parrish from McKenzie's Animal Sanctuary in Lake Odessa. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us on today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Can you share with our audience the story of how McKenzie's came about? I was on your website and was fascinated at the story of how your rescue group came into existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and just to give you a quick background on McKenzie's, McKenzie's Animal Sanctuary is the largest no-kill sanctuary in the Midwest, dedicated to finding homes for abused, abandoned, and neglected dogs. McKenzie's was founded in August of 1999 by the Azar family after the passing of their beloved dog, McKenzie. When Mac had passed on, they just wanted to do something to honor his name and to also help more dogs in need. So they went out to Best Friends Society, which is out there in Utah, and did some training with them. I think the owner's son, Jimmy Azar, I think he was out there for about a year, actually, doing some training with them and really just modeled McKenzie's after Best Friends. We started with just one main kennel building that had about, I think, seven dog runs. And over the past 10 years, we've grown so much where we now have four main buildings that we utilize. Three of those are kennel buildings, and one is our canine gym. We've got over, 15 play yards, and our largest play yard is about 3 acres big with a pond in it where the dogs can swim. So at any given time, we can house up to approximately 115 dogs. Our policy at McKenzie's is when, as space allows, we work with other animal welfare organizations such as rescue groups, the humane societies, animal controls, and we take dogs that they would otherwise have to euthanize, and we take them and bring them to McKenzie's. We don't take owner surrenders or strays because we find it to be most effective to work with the other animal welfare organizations.
Well, it sounds like a great organization. Rick, I don't know about you, but between the workout gym and the swimming pond, I'm ready to turn it into a vacation spot.
Yeah, it's definitely, the dogs are treated so well out here. I remember the first time I ever came to McKenzie's was about 3 years ago, and I was a little nervous at first because I'd been to other rescue groups, and you just leave in tears because, the poor little guy's going to get, put to sleep if he doesn't get adopted in within that window. And, I was afraid to just put myself in that vulnerable situation of seeing all these animals that I would fall in love with and oh my gosh, what's going to happen to them? Sure. But not at McKenzie's. Our goal is to ultimately place these dogs into home, but if we can't, we will always have a home here for them. We have, even currently right now, we've got about 90 dogs. 35 to 40 of those dogs are resident dogs that more than likely are not adoptable, but they will always have a home here at McKenzie's. They get the same amount of training. They get the same amount of TLC time and attention and walks as our adoptable dogs. But we just know that, some of these animals, they've gone through such severe cases of abuse and neglect, and they just don't trust humans. We've got staff and volunteers that are specially trained to work with the animals, whether it's behavioral issues or, they just don't trust humans. So we've got special staff and volunteers that make sure that those dogs get the same attention as our adoptable dogs.
Now, one thing that I notice is that it would make some sense to just be a natural filter. Certainly somebody that just has the impulsive idea of getting a dog is going to think twice about traveling to Odessa, but somebody that's really into it for the real good reasons mm-hmm. that you want, to get a properly adopted dog is probably, that's probably a very helpful part in your filtering process.
It is. It does help us kind of filter that out a little bit. We are being a sanctuary and a private organization, we are a little more strict on our criteria for adoptions. And I feel personally that our process is a little more thoughtful. Our adoption coordinator gets you know, tons of applications on our desk every day. But really, which of those people are in it for the right reasons? You know, we've put a lot of time and energy and money into these dogs, mm-hmm. and we don't want to just give them to anybody. And then 2 weeks later, they come back. You know, we've got a really thoughtful process of, you know, you go through the application process, and our adoption coordinator, you know, kind of goes through and matches up some dogs, kind of based on your personality. All of our dogs that come in here have been safer tested, and you know, we know if they're a busy bee, or we know if they're a lap dog, or if they're a young dog and need a little more training, or you know, so we really know these dogs well. And so when people are putting in their applications, our adoption coordinator can kind of help pair them up with dogs and families that would be a good fit together. So then people come out here and they meet the dog, and then our adoption coordinator goes to their home and does a home visit to make sure that it really is a right fit. So it's a really thoughtful process. And, you know, I have to say our return rate on dogs is, I think in the last 2 years we've had 3 dogs ever returned because it just ended up not being a right fit. And that's huge. That's a great return rate because it just goes to show how thoughtful we are that we're not just, you know, putting little Panda in somebody's house where, you know what, Panda's just maybe not the right fit for that family, but we've got other dogs that would be.
We're talking with Amanda Parrish from Mackenzie's Animal Sanctuary in Lake Odessa. Amanda, one of the things that's really unique about your sanctuary, we deal with rescue groups almost every week, and mm-hmm. usually they're very breed-specific. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's dealing with them, they kind of know what breed they want, and that's what they're going to likely get, whereas if someone comes out to you, you're dealing with all breeds. So
yeah.
it's more matching up the personality and disposition of the animal to the person as opposed to matching up necessarily, I know the breed, but I'm not sure which animal age within the breed I'm going to get. That is different. And tell me how you go through and sort through that with people to make sure that they do get that right match.
Yeah, well, it all comes down to, first and foremost, is we get to know our dogs when they come in here. Like I said kind of earlier, we do different, you know, safer testings and, you know, where we'll, you know, just to give you an example, we'll be in one of our homes that we've got out here. We've got training in what resembles like a living room home so that the dogs are still acquainted with the home environment. And we'll do things where, you know, we'll leave the dog in the room by himself for 5 minutes, and we watch him through the window just to kind of see how he acts. Does he whine? Does he go to chew on the couch? Does he go to sit on the couch? You know, does he just sit and stay? Or we also go through obedience training. We just get to know their personalities. We know if they're a hyperactive dog, or if they're kind of a quiet lap dog. So then when you go through the adoption process, you're filling out an application all about yourself. You know, what kind of lifestyle do you have? Is there going to be somebody home during the day with the dog? Who's going to watch the dog while you're at work? Do you have an active lifestyle? How many times a day do you plan to walk the dog? Do you have a social lifestyle? Is the dog going to be around kids? Is it going to be around cats? Is it going to be around other dogs? So we know, you know, we also test our dogs. We do kid intros and cat intros and other dog intros. So we know if this dog doesn't like cats or if it doesn't like other dogs or if it doesn't like kids. I mean, we know that because we know our dogs. So we do our best to learn about the people interested in adopting our dogs.
Amanda, if people are interested in more information about Mackenzie's or in possibly donating money or being involved in your fundraiser, can you tell us what the website is for Mackenzie so people can find you?
Yeah, our website is www.mackenzies.info, and Mackenzie's is spelled MackenziesIES. So Mackenzie's.info. It's a great resource. We update it every day between if you're interested in adoption, all of our adoptable dogs and their profiles, kind of their little life stories and their bios are right online, pictures, videos of the dogs, also all of our upcoming fundraisers and events, microchip clinics, meet and greets, and then also ways that you can give and support us. whether you want to sponsor a dog every month, if you want to sign up to have a donation box at your place of work, if you want to help towards the growth of Mackenzie's, because really the growth depends upon our supporters. You know, right now we're looking at building our own on-site veterinary clinic. That's been something that's been a process for about a year. You know, right now we've got the building and we've got some of our equipment, but we really need more equipment and we need funding for the staff and the veterinaries that we'll need to run that. So, I mean, if you want to give to future growth or you want to give to supporting a dog sponsorship or you want to give to our wish list and donate food and toys, there's so many ways that you can give. And even the gift of time if you want to come volunteer. So that website is a really good resource for more information about ways you can support Mackenzie's.
Well, we've been talking this morning with Amanda Parrish from Mackenzie's Animal Sanctuary. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And for all of our listeners, we hope that you will be back with us next week at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning and listen to our talk again about the wonderful world of animals and pets here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. On behalf of our producers and Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohn wishing you a great week, and please take darn good care of your pets. We'll see you next week.